Hi guys, welcome back to a brand new episode of
Pride the Podcast,
featuring CEO of the Image Monster, actress and writer Takara Cash. So grab yourselves a glass of wine and join us for an amazing kiki on Pride the Podcast. Hello and welcome back to me and everybody else to a brand new episode of Pride the Podcast. And special shout out to our friends over at Rehab Entertainment. Thank you for making this possible. And also thank you twice, the K-pop sensation that I had no idea about because I am behind, for providing that music for our intro. Okay, how is everyone doing before we get into celebrity news, politics, hot topics, all that? What's the tea? What's been going on with everybody? I've been gone forever.
Yeah, yeah. You just got back. You just flew back.
Got two babies now.
I got three babies.
Three babies. Three.
No, I'm talking about your niece.
Oh.
Well, oh, right. Actual.
I've got actual babies. I've got four nieces, two cats, and now a dog. Good God.
And a partridge in a pear tree.
Congratulations,
yeah,
Uncle
Brandon. Congratulations. Oh, we're actually joined in studio with Frankie, actually.
Well, his full name is... Well, you don't want to know his full name, but...
I'm sure it's ridiculous.
He's a registered puppy, which means he got papers, so he's got a full proper name.
What is it? You have to say it.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, so this is a little bit of a story. When it comes to AKC, I'll say it fast. When it comes to AKC registration, typically you take the mom's name and the dad's name and combine it with the child's name. So the child's name is Francis, because this idea all spurred out of my travels in Paris, France. Oh. Anyway, fun. So mom's name is Daisy. Dad's name is Chico. So Francis's full name is Chic Days in France.
Chic Days in France.
Chic Days in France. All right. Bradley, right.
That's cute.
Bradley, the third.
No, okay.
What was Martini's? It was like
Martini.
Juggernaut.
Oh, R.I.P. Martini. So Martini's dad name was Juggernaut, uh-huh. And her mom's name was Callie. So Martini's full registered name was Callie's Jug of Martini.
There. Right.
Oh, wow.
Anyway. That's cute.
Yeah.
Well, Francis has been great. Francis is so happy to meet me. We've had
Francis.
Don't you like his little sweater?
He's dressed like Brayden.
I'm not sure if he likes the sweater.
Yes, he does.
He's dripped out with his little.
He's got diamonds.
Wearing bling.
He's resting. I feel like he's in shock because he's here in New York, like coming from Texas to New York. He's like, what the fuck is going on here? That's a lot of noise.
And a small
That's
not town, true. Right?
That's not true, because he was born on Christmas Day, by the way. Mm-hmm. And Texas had that freeze, remember? Mm-hmm. Like, yeah. A few weeks ago. Mm-hmm. He was there, so he knows what the cold is.
Mm-hmm. He and Shirov share a birthday. They're both Capricorns.
Aww. Two dogs.
I was about to say they're both bitches.
They're both bitches.
Both, I love it.
Anyway, what's been going on with y'all?
Nothing. Girl, just real quick, my company furloughed 10 people today. I don't know if I'm supposed to be talking about it, but here
who cares?
We are. I won't name names.
They didn't furlough you, so.
Thank God. But girl, child, it's hard out here.
Well, I can imagine how uncomfortable that is. I think I told you, Adam, when my job, it was 2016. It was the craziest year at 10. And I remember they flew all the CEOs into Miami and they started slowly calling people till they were like, hey, come in. They actually got the person who had opened the North American offices. They called her in first. They let her go first. So that set a precedent.
Damn.
I was like, she's out.
No, like, ain't
it was
nobody
like Game
safe.
Of Thrones.
No, yeah. They did. That's what they did. They called her first, and like
they were like Ned
that
Stark.
Is such an uncomfortable situation. At least like because you don't know. You don't know. It's like am
it
I
was
up next?
Hard.
Are they
well,
call
we
me?
My company let three people go last week.
Yeah, it's hard. It was hard because several of them were like close work friends. Like we would kiki during the day and stuff. So that sucked. But then it was also just like having to. I don't know. Just act like I didn't know what was
I
going
know.
On.
It's so hard
that's
to
the,
play that
the,
professional
so
yeah.
Republican conservative throw it under the rug.
When
thing.
I saw my work friend, Elias, I saw him. I was just like, oh. And I had, you know, we both just did the
Yana, what can you do?
Y'all both did the face.
Yeah, we're just like.
For those of you wondering, Adam did the face, and he will be posting it on his social media with the face is later. Check it out.
But yeah, and no, like, hopefully, you know, we'll bring them back.
Mm. Well, hopefully, I mean, that's the plan.
Hopefully they're thriving, and they're like, no, I'm booked.
And that's, I mean, and that's what happens to a lot of people. When they get laid off, they're like, I'm good.
I was just going to say that. Like, thank you for the severance. Thank you for the benefits. I'm on chill.
I'm out.
Darrell, what's been going with you?
Well, I've been getting chased by Chase, and I have been working my ass off because specifically the same reason, because when I, in my, like, because I've been over there over a month now, and which is crazy, it's gone by that fast, and they were like, oh, you know, there's not much to do, but I said, oh, wait, let me find something to do, but the things that they found for me to do, I'm like, oh, shit, I'm busy. Mm. So, like, I'd rather find something to do so they don't find a reason to be like, we don't need you.
Right.
Because, you know, the last one in, usually the first one out.
Yep.
So it's been good. So I've been doing that, and what else have I been doing? You've been gone for so long, Brayden. I feel like.
But I'll tell you, I didn't even know. It didn't really, like, it just flew by so fast.
Yeah.
And I think it's because I was getting older. You know how when we go to Texas, we're like, I don't want to be here. Blah, blah, blah. I didn't honestly have that feeling this time.
Yeah.
I mean, I was drunk 24/7, so that.
Right. So you have no feeling.
Contributed to a lot. But it was fine. I was just like.
Well, we're older now, and that's how I've been feeling my past few Texas trips. I'm like. It's fine. I know what to expect.
Right.
And I think it's different because living here in New York, I know that I'm not going to go to Texas and have a New York night.
Right.
And I think that what I've expected is I go to Texas and people ask me about my New York night. And they're like, bring some of that energy here. And I was giving them a little
bit. No.
Because I was in bed literally by 8. I was working East Coast hours.
Yeah.
Bed by 8 every night. And I saved so much money and paid off some... Not
bills?
All of it, but
debt.
Nah, no.
I was going to ask you about that.
Bitch.
So, Brayden, did you hear about the New York Act that was passed last year, I believe it was, and basically if you have any credit cards, it used to be 6-year credit card debt they get rid of. Now they've knocked it down. I think Joseph Robinette signed a bill that they knocked it down to 3 years in New York. Like, it's like federal.
Oh, well, then should I get a new credit card?
Well, I don't know about that, but I do know that I got a letter in the mail, and they said, hey, you know this credit card you owed all these thousands on, don't worry about that no more.
That's
and I was
amazing.
Like, they were like, we wiped it off your credit. And
I hope it doesn't come back.
Well,
some like
so whatever. So what happens is they have a 3-year statute of limitations that they're supposed to do. And in that 3 years, they can collect on it and they can sue to collect on it if you haven't been paying on it. But of course, I was paying on it. So they went the route of getting rid of it. Now it's going to take a few years to drop off completely off my credit. But they're like, it's gone. So I no longer have that bill coming out of my check every fucking month.
Amen.
Congratulations.
Receipts, proof, timeline, screenshots, fucking everything.
I know, that's right. That is great. That is a really good one. That's a good one. Aya, what you been up to besides being on my television screen?
I was on Darrell's television screen, you guys.
That's it. She's like, that's all I've been doing.
No.
Okay, producer Adam. With
the episode aired, and a little bit against my will, Ashley and Darrell insisted that I have a viewing party.
It was literally against your will. I feel like there was a lot of
hesitation.
Pushback. Yeah, like a lot of little pushback.
I get that.
From you, hesitation?
Yeah.
I get it.
I was a little
apprehensive.
I get it.
But I realized that I didn't have to watch myself. I could watch you guys watching myself.
Right.
Yeah, and it was really fun. I was able to call Io's cousin to come in and surprise her.
See, Darrell always be doing some bullshit.
The most.
Like,
yeah.
Just stop.
Y'all know how I get down.
Just stop.
But yeah, no, I called Io's cousin who came in. It was great. And then I planned a whole Zoom for people who couldn't be there where Takara Cash was on board, who she'll be joining us a little bit later, as you guys know.
By Zoom.
By Zoom. So same thing. So that was, it felt good to celebrate friends because in this day and age, especially in this industry, like, you need to just celebrate friends. Everybody needs to celebrate their win, whatever that may be, even if it's acting, even if it's in PR, even if it's in architect. Like, celebrate those wins and just pat your friends on the back. And I like doing that.
Mm-hmm. Darrell is
no,
a
it's
very
cute.
Supportive
That's
friend.
Darrell's love language.
That's mm-hmm. how, that's how
no,
I love.
No, that is.
Yeah. And I surprise people with their family and shit all the time. Everybody know they're like, why is my, Adam's like, why is my niece and them here? I was like, shut up. Bray's like, why is my mom on a recording for Mother's Day? Shut up. Mm-mm. I'm like, y'all gonna get into it.
It's too much. It's too much. Yeah. Speaking of love languages, can we give a shout out to Greece?
Yeah.
Right? The originators,
of gay love.
The originators of gay love.
The originators of gay love are now allowing more gay love.
Isn't that amazing? The first Orthodox church.
Aphrodite, the goddess of love.
I thought she was wine. Who's wine? Dionysius.
Dionysius. That's all
you know. Dionysius, whatever. Shout out, Greece. Thank you so much. I hope there's. I hope you're setting a precedent for the other Orthodox.
Say that.
European, not even European countries, but yep. every Orthodox, every mm-hmm. fucking every country in the world.
Yeah. To come. And while we need like more romantic love, we need more love around. I don't know if you guys heard about Next Benedict and what happened. Non-binary student in Oklahoma who was murdered.
Tragically murdered.
Tragically murdered by their classmates. And I think that
it gave gave Laramie to me.
Yeah, it oh, exactly. Yeah. It gave that, and I don't know why. I do know. I'm not gonna say I don't know why we're in this place. The fact that we are in this place after, you know, we thought we had seen the last Matthew Shepard. We thought we've seen the last James Byrd. We thought we had seen the last of those kind of incidents where someone was tragically attacked for just existing. Yeah. But that's not where we are. That's where we actually have went back. And so when that person said, make America great again, this is what they meant. Mm-hmm. And I encourage everyone out there, you know, I know there's a lot of people who are saying that we are not voting or we're unconfirmed to vote. Listen, if you want somebody who wants to literally, because today it's us, tomorrow it's you. And if you want somebody who wants to strip away your rights to live, to breathe, to just authentically be yourself, then you go ahead and you vote for that other person. But see, the danger in
that's that's what I'm saying.
Right.
If you don't vote, we're going to end up troll anyway.
Right. So it's just like, let's not do that and let's come together. And what we can do, because I get it, everyone has not liked certain things that, you know, maybe the Biden administration has done. Here's what needs to happen. Joe Biden and Kamala Harris, we invite you on Pride the Podcast to come talk to our listeners so they can hear from you.
Do you have them on Zoom? I'm sure you do.
I do. And I can bring them in. So like, let people know your message of what you have done. So that way we can like move forward and like voters just say, hey, we're going to vote for you again, but we're going to give you a chance because that person, Joe Biden, came into a hellish office due to trash.
Mm-hmm. I just want to say, in a conservative state like Oklahoma, big up to the students who walked out to protest the bullying policies that were in place or not in place.
Correct.
To allow this to happen to this child.
I wonder if we could reach out to some of the students and have them on it, honestly.
Yeah. These are minors. I don't want them on the show.
I hear that. I think that with a parent's permission or parent's guidance, that they definitely should be able to come on, because I do think that we are in a place where that'll be a different show, but that's where young adults do need to have their voices heard. And especially knowing like what grade, you know, if they're like juniors or seniors or things like that and that age appropriate, because I do think that young adults need to be heard, because a lot of people are saying like, hey, they don't know what they're talking about. They're not old enough to make a decision about their sexuality or their gender or their body. And that's just completely not true.
Which really confuses me, because evidently embryos are
people.
Children. So,
yeah,
I'm a little confused.
Did you see? It was Arkansas. Of course.
Of course.
Alabama.
Did you?
What? Arkansas.
Was it Alabama?
The IVF stuff? Alabama.
Oh, I thought it was Arkansas.
It's
Alabama. Same thing.
Same. Same difference.
A for Alabama.
Did you see their senator didn't understand the ruling?
Yes.
He was confused. He was like, well, we need more babies. And she's that's like, for, well, this well,
you know
stop.
Why he didn't was like,
that's,
more babies.
That's, it, that's for a different conversation. It's literally no, it's, the, it's conversation. The conversation. Well,
I think y'all know why he didn't understand. Simply the pronoun he. Because he shouldn't have an opinion on a woman's body and her having a baby. That's
well, this
crazy.
Goes even further than women's. Yes, yeah, obviously, this abortion. This is embryos. This infertility. Is IVF. This is straight couples, gay couples, no couples. Like right. it's
about to be no couples.
Well, right.
I just mean like if I wanted to have a child by myself, which is something I've thought about.
Which is what Andy Cohen did.
Uh huh. Exactly. Mm-hmm. So like, it's just ooh. So
Truman
just
Capote.
Mind your own business.
Yeah.
Mind your own business.
Mind your own business and like worry about your own image. And listen, we're going to take a break and we're going to come back and talk about images with the wonderful CEO of Images herself, Takara Cash. Take a break, everybody, and we'll be right back.
Hey, Pride fam. We would love to hear from you, so please feel free to email us at pridetheseries@gmail.com or DM us on Instagram at pridethepodcast. Can't wait to hear from you all, and remember to celebrate Pride 365.
Welcome back.
Hi.
Hello.
We are here with actress and CEO of the Image Monster and one of my very, very best friends, Takaka. We also have Ashley Erin Mitchell joining us.
Reporting remotely, live.
Reporting live from the Spurs game. How's it going, Ashley?
Sports corner.
I'm here live in the bathroom reporting.
My God.
You guys, she's for
real. I hope somebody starts knocking and is like,
I gotta go pee. No, I really wanted to be here. So I just wanted to say hello and I'll stay on mute and I might pop in for a question and excuse the noise if there is any.
Well, that's how we do it here on Pride the Podcast.
We just keep it real.
We keep it real. And honestly, right. Takara, this should be very familiar to you because you played the fantastic Malika on Everything's Trash. So this should be right in your, you should know how this goes down when we have to put people on mute and come back.
Are you saying,
oh, I am no stranger to it now. Right.
Well, one, because her character was a podcast producer, and two, because everything
is trash. What did you learn? What did you learn as a podcast producer? Because we could use some help.
Yeah, let us know what you learned.
I was about to say that is a hilarious question because y'all were my podcast gurus when I was trying to research the part and figure out what I was supposed to be doing. I was like, podcast producer, okay, y'all help me. What can I
right?
Can I watch what y'all be doing? What y'all be talking about? How it work? Who gives?
Yeah, I remember.
Well, when we were watching the episodes, I remember looking at it, and there were certain things you did. I said, and I told you in person, I tell you all the time, you were so fantastic in that show, and you know how I feel. You know how deep I feel about how I feel. So, you know. So, I love you very much, and I'm so glad you're finally on here. And I believe that Io has the first question.
I do. I know the answer to this because you're my best friend. But... tell us, what is the Image Monster?
Yes, so the Image Monster is a workshop that I created and developed for college-age young women, ages 18 to 25, to help them adopt a selfier? No, that's actually the opposite of what we want to do. To help them adopt a healthier self-image, especially in a social media-driven society like they're in now, right?
Right.
I see all the news reports and the headlines, child, about, you know, our teens' mental health and our young people's mental health and what social media is doing to it. But I like to take a more targeted approach and get very specific because our young women, and particularly our young women of color, most of it has to do with body image and self-image.
Wow.
Like 80% of it has to do with that. Since the onslaught of social media in the last, you know, since 2012, eating disorders have sharply risen among all young women, but particularly among young women of color. And that's across all the eating disorders, from anorexia, bulimia, binge eating, body dysmorphia. The plastic surgery has jumped even just since the pandemic. From so many people looking at themselves on Zoom all day, right?
For sure.
Surgery is through the roof. And this is not to, the workshop is not necessarily to demonize social media or even demonize plastic surgery or any of those things. It's to help them explore these things, to help them not feel alone, like they're going through it in a vacuum. Because, I mean, even us grown ass folks, right? We can cuss on the
spot. Yeah, absolutely.
You can say whatever you want, baby.
Shit. Did it.
I mean, not whatever you want, but
but yeah, even us grown ass folks be scrolling social media, and you know, I can speak for myself where I have to take breaks, and you know, Io knows that's my best friend. Like, you know, she knows I'll disappear from clean off of Instagram for like a cool month, and they'd be like, "You all right? You good? You hey, Sanka, you dead?" That's what I am texting. Yeah, I'm here.
I'm dead.
But I have to do it to protect my mental health and. So I developed this workshop as a way to address this issue, but also, you know, selfishly, it heals me too. It heals the young woman who wishes she had this when she was a teen, when she was in college, when she was in her 20s, trying to figure it out. You know what I mean? How to deal with this self-image bullshit, really.
Yeah. Right. You brought up something a minute ago, talking about how we constantly see each other on Zoom and like how we start to reflect on that. I had never really thought about that. But yeah, at work, I'm constantly, you know, just making sure, like looking at my little bubble.
How disconcerting is it to be looking at yourself like multiple hours a day, every day? And it's like, what's interesting is that now everybody kind of has that experience. Us as actors, those of us here who are actors, we know how disconcerting it is to have to look at yourself on self tapes, on, you know, for auditions.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
When you see yourself, you know, when you get that, you know, that first on screen situation, your first movie, your first TV show. When you looking at yourself on screen, you know, you barely want to see yourself. He's like, oh my God. And that's just a few seconds. But now we're in an age where like, we're constantly looking at ourselves on a screen. Mm-hmm. It's just not healthy.
It almost seems like, I feel like sometimes when we're doing projects like that, well, I have two things I want to bring up, but one of the things before I forget, you know, when we're doing projects and things like that, you're like really about yourself. You're like, how am I going to look? Like, what am I going to look like? Like, how's this going to go? And you see yourself like doing little things, especially as actors, we do little ticks that we have. We all have an acting tick that maybe we don't like we all have one. Mm-hmm. And I hate those moments. And I was going to ask you about getting off of social media and taking those breaks. How does that affect you as a performer? Because, you know, they tell us like being online and being that presence is part of your performing. So how are we allowed to take breaks and still be present in that world?
Right. I mean, it's a good question and new terrain we're having to navigate, because personally, I feel like mentally and spiritually, I am so much healthier when I'm off social media. Yeah. I'm connecting with friends in a more authentic way. You know what I mean? Like, I'm having deeper conversations with friends. Like, I'm more engaged in hobbies and like and the things that I enjoy outside of work. I'm able to pursue the kind of the side endeavors that I've wanted to do outside of acting, like the image monster per se.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I'm able to devote more time and energy to that. And I experience more gratitude, honestly, for what I have and what I have going on versus the compare and despair that we all know happens as soon as you're on that joint for like a good 5 minutes. You scroll for 5 minutes, and then after 5 minutes, you're feeling bad about your skin, your nose, your hair, your stomach, your arms, your house, your car, the fact that you ain't been no trips, like you ain't been no parties.
that Takara, that's a big point, because they said study that came out, I think Cosmopolitan did it, where they talked about that a lot of people get depressed around Halloween time, not Halloween, Valentine's, which could be looked at as the same thing in my eyes. But people get depressed because if you don't have a significant other and that's something that you may require, like that you want, you look online and you're like, wow, this day does not feel good to me at all. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people talk about how depressing it can get. And then you have people who are in relationships, it's like they try to temper their relationship on that date to look out for other people. Like, they're like, listen, I can love you all the rest of the year. We don't need to go overboard today, because I know there are people out there who might be feeling some type of way. It goes back to the little kids who didn't get a Valentine when they were in elementary school.
Damn. I don't feel like I tempered anything down, but I think I've made a choice of like, I haven't really posted on like the grid or anything in a very long time, which is strange for me, because at one point I was posting like I was posting all kinds of shit. And I don't know if it's just like I just need like a mental break from having just like, you know, I got off the wheel.
Yeah.
I love
it. And I did, I guess. Yeah. I felt like I just needed to like, you know,
well, I think
like you said, interact more with my friends in real time. And like,
that's right.
You know, not be taking videos at concerts and stuff, which I still do, but
we talk about that. We take how many pictures we take outside in the public that we never post. I think I have so many pictures in my phone that nobody's ever seen. It's so annoying
because we go out like this,
like we've never seen, like we've never seen each other. We're like, let's take a selfie, like, and then we never post them.
Takara, did we post a?
Yes,
Takara, did we post a single Beyonce? I don't think we posted a single Beyonce picture.
I don't think we posted, not one.
I think we posted a few from your birthday.
I did my birthday, but like she wasn't even really in it like that. It was just really us, like, hey, like we was just so excited to be here. But I'm so glad that you said that, Darrell, because like I had, as Io knows, I always have like my annual Christmas party when I was there in New York. I would throw it. So now we throw it here in LA as well. And like we usually have on the television, like, you know, the digital photo album. that, you know, that scrolls up pictures on the screen, and we always have it on an album that we call Out and About, which is us with our friends and like just you know, family doing stuff. And there's so many, like, we have friends who come over and they'd be like, I ain't never seen you post these pictures. Where these pictures been? You got so many. And I'm like, I know. you see them because you are my actual friend and you are in my home and you're seeing these photos,
right?
But I ain't got time to be, who got time to be posting all this? I will be online all day every day, and I ain't got that type of time.
I mean, I think I think it's also like we're growing up. It's just like you were saying, Adam, I used to post on the grid a lot too, and the last grid post I think I had was, I don't know what it was, but it wasn't anything of relevance. And you know, my agent specifically was like, you need to go through that and you need to clean up all your photos of you being out, like, because girl, my grid used to be ratchet, like she was ratchet, right. Like it, like random photos like on an iPhone 5c that was blurry, and even before then talking about some night out with my friends lit, not even no hashtags, you couldn't barely see nobody's face, but I posted it on my grid thinking I was cute. I went through that and deleted all that. Friends I no longer talked to, gone. I just needed to clean it up, and she was like, you got to, you can't, every photo I had a drink in my hand, one leaned up against the wall with a beer. I don't even drink beer.
And so, you know what? I actually, that makes me a little sad, Darrell, because I'm like, that is when social media was fun, right? That,
right.
Like, when we could just, when we could post haphazardly because we were just sharing a night out. Like we were just having fun. You didn't have to worry about hashtags. You didn't have to worry about engagement. Words like content. Words, content did not exist. Okay. That was not a part of the lexicon. We just posted for fun. We weren't, there were no filters. There was none of that. And I think that is that because it is not fun anymore, and it's more of a place of illusion and branding
and a marketplace
and work. It's just, you know, like you said, we're growing up and we already got work to worry about. Social media don't need to be work too. And that's what it feels like.
So Takara, when you founded the Image Monster, was there like a specific moment in your life where you're like, things aren't good, I have this idea and I'm going to do it?
Yes. I'm glad you asked. So my very first national commercial was in 2014, and it was for Time Warner, which is now Spectrum. You remember that with Coach Cal?
I do remember that commercial.
I was super excited. It was a really fun commercial. And I went home. I'm from Dayton, Ohio. I went home, and one of my extended family members, who shall not be named, I ain't gonna embarrass her. I was like, we were all over my uncle's house, and they were talking about the commercial, and like my cousins and stuff were so excited. My aunt was excited. My mom, and they were asking me questions about the commercial and about shooting it. And this extended family member looks at me and went, well, how did it make you look bigger on there? Because you look smaller right here, standing here.
I actually know who that was.
And I was, and like literally, when I tell you, the air sucked out the room. It was silent for like a good 2 seconds. And then my cousins start going in on her, like, well, have you lost your mind? Why would you ask her something like that? Like, it was actually heartwarming the way they jumped to my defense, because, you know, Black families, they easily could have just shunted it under the rug. And, you know, that's what normally happens to me. Like, keep on going.
Or they all could have hogpiled.
Or they all could have started hogpiling and agreeing, but they ripped her a new one. They was like, Mama, what's wrong with you? Auntie, what's wrong with you? Grandma, what's wrong with you? They were going in. But you know, in the moment I was just like, oh, you know, I remember I kind of laughed it off, and even what I said, you know, kind of alarmed me. I was like, oh, well, you know, the camera has 10 pounds. That's why I'd be like, you know, working out and fasting so I can lose 10, so I can just look like I do in real life. on camera if I lose 10. And I just kind of laughed about it. And later, even as I said that, it just really made me come to grips with all of the things that I never talked about with friends or family. All of the body dysmorphia that I felt like I experienced through adolescence, through teenhood, through grad school. It was like her saying that really it put a voice to what I had always feared in my head.
Well, I think it's really remarkable that you chose to make that vulnerable time in your life into a positive thing for literally everyone, because a lot of people might have chosen to go the opposite way. So
yeah, thank you. Well, I mean, I started paying more attention to my thoughts, and what it got me to thinking was like, well, you know, I'm at this point, I'm a grown up, you know, having these thoughts, but you know, oh my God, what about, you know, my little cousins? What about the girls who are in high school right now? And they're looking at themselves more and more and more on social media. This is just me in a commercial, but they're looking at themselves right now on screens every day, all the time. Oh my God, this is a nightmare. And I started seeing how they would comment to each other on posts. I just started really paying attention. And I was like, no, I don't know how I'm going to address it yet, but I need to address this in my own way, both for them and to heal me. And that was when it started to be born. That was 2014. And then I took, you know, time to really research and build it. And we launched in 2017 at Lehman College was the very first workshop.
I love that, Takara. Like, you said something kind of profound that I was just thinking. That's my thoughts were like kind of like flying, because recently, and I think Adam and Ashley both noticed, and I think Braden might notice too, when I went home, I had an older relative who came by, and she made a comment about me being fat. Like, she was just like, "Oh, you done got fat." She said, "You don't look like you used to." And I'm like, "Well, the last time you saw me, I was in high school." So I would hope that I don't look the same as in high school, but you know,
because I'm a grown man now.
I made that comment. I said to her, and my response to her, it was something along the lines of like, well, we both big, so what are we gonna do? And you know, there's still a way that people, I mean, I was wild, but there's a way you can't even feel like you can respond to elder Black people in your family or like elder people in general. Like, you can't even say like, nah, I'm doing this or nah, I'm doing that. So like Braden said, kudos to you for even defending yourself the way you did, because they could have been like, you can't say nothing. I get to say this to you. And I even asked my mom them, I said, why do y'all think it's okay to say? They say, Drea, that's how we do down here. Like, you, and I'm like, okay, but like how you do ain't right. And it's
how
not
we do
great.
Ain't right.
Like you don't get to just comment on. Also, y'all don't get to comment on that when y'all are big. So like, what are we talking about?
Yeah.
Like, that's crazy to me.
Family can be one of like the, I know we've talked a lot about social media, but family can be just as damaging, if not more, than the social media. And I know this because in the workshop, there, one of the activities we do, it's kind of what, it's an assessment exercise, I call it, but it's more of a game for them. It's, you know, it's fun, and they don't realize that I'm gaining information through this game. And I have them go to corners of the room that correspond to the answers to a question that I give them. And one of the questions is, who do you consider beauty role models in your life, or whose opinions matter to you the most when it comes to beauty in your life?
Right.
And I'll say corner one, family, corner two, friends and peers, corner three, social media and influencers and celebrities, corner four, your own self-perception.
Ooh, and corner four for me, corner four for me.
Come on, but that's where we all trying to get to, is corner four.
Good for you. You know, not everybody's there, you know?
So. Yeah. And it is alarming. I always expected when I first started this that most of them would end up in social media influencer celebrities corner, no, or even in the friends peers corner. No. Every time, even as recent as the workshop I did 2 weeks ago, the most students are in family.
I will say mine is my grandmother, and this is a call out podcast, so you two hiding your family members, I'll say it was my paternal grandmother, who I am named after. She used to make me feel so bad about my nose, and like her idea of beauty for so long was what my standard was.
Mm. Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah. It's amazing because those first messages are lasting messages. Like, love my mama to death. And since we calling out, love her to death. Ma, if you hear this podcast, don't come at me. Don't cuss me out. Okay. But my mother, and she probably doesn't even remember this, but I tried on her volleyball shorts that she used to wear in college, right? When I was like 12. And I thought they were so cute. And I'm like, oh, look, my guy, your shorts from college. She was like, oh, you look, and she meant it. She was like, you look so cute in them. Look at you. And then she added, oh, you a little bigger than I was at your age, but oh, they look so good on you. And I was stuck right there. Wow. I couldn't even focus on the fact that she thought I looked cute anymore. It was all about, oh shit, at 12, I'm bigger than she was. That's wrong. Mm-hmm. I shouldn't be bigger than my mother was at 12 years old. Like, something's wrong with me. You know what I mean?
And the word big has always been tied to negative for some reason. Yes. And I don't think that it needs to be, because when it's a big heart or a big check, we love that when it's big. We love that adjective. But when it's a big body, it's a big problem. And I'm just like, why is it?
I need that on a t-shirt.
Why can't we just love all different sizes? Because we want big everywhere else except for how someone looks. And it doesn't make any sense to me.
Can I say why?
Yeah, no, go ahead, please.
White supremacy.
I could also say on the other side of big, which I guess is small.
Yeah.
People don't necessarily want to be so skinny. There's not just like it's all body image, dysmorphia, blah 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 blah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's and you're 100% right. And it's like when people look at themselves in the mirror, it just changes something, because I have friends who I think are skinny and they look great, and they're like, yo, I'm humongous and I look horrible. And and for a long time, I was like, I ain't finna sit here and play this game with you. But then I was just like, but you know what,
Dylan?
You don't know what someone is going through. You don't know what they see in their eyes. You don't know how they feel and how, you know, listen, because we also talked during the podcast, you know, during sex, I think that's a big thing that happens, because here lately, when I'm being intimate with someone, which has been a while, but Jarell, you know,
you were just talking in the green room about
sex and blowjobs are two different things. Keep it together. But
that's depending on who you ask.
Well, that's right.
So you think you preach and I'm all here being a preach too.
Come on, then. But like when I talked about this, like when they try to grab your belly while you're doing something, I'm like, please don't grab my belly while we being intimate. And they're like, I like it. I was like, I don't. But like, it's those little moments where you're kind of like feeling uncomfortable with yourself. And I think sometimes that leads people to being like, I don't want to be intimate. I don't want this because I don't like how I feel in this moment.
Mm-hmm. It's true. Absolutely. When I feel like I'm a little heavier than usual, I don't necessarily like be on top.
No, you stop. No, that's right. Yo,
I'll be like, I don't need you to be looking at all that. Keep me down here.
Blanche DuBois.
I haven't been intimate since I've gained the weight. And I think part of the reason is because I've gained weight.
This therapy session was free and we hit it.
You know what I'm saying? It's talk space.
Come on. Come on. Now, we have Ashley Mitchell. Do you have any questions? I know you have been on mute, like Beyonce's challenge said, but do you have anything you want to ask?
Did any of that conversation spur a question? Hello?
Oh, my God. I have so many questions and so many comments. Gosh, where do I begin? I mean,
you're really tight that you're not here in person. You're tight that you can't do that. You're tight.
Yes, I am. But, you know, it is what it is. And Brayden, that was a good pun. A question.
Yeah. Nice nails too, Ashley. Nice nails. Cute. Good job.
Oh, thank you. It kind of matches your top, Takara. My nails.
I noticed that. I was going to say something. They go with my blazer. Hey.
Yes. No, I mean, everything you've been saying and everything everyone's been saying has been ringing so true to me. You know, I've been overweight like most of my life, and my weight fluctuates, and so I've gone through all kinds of like being down on myself, criticizing myself. You know, I also have moments of where I'm just like, hell yeah, I look good and X, Y, and Z, but then it only takes one thing to, you know, bring you down, you know, and it's really hard. And I definitely do the taking breaks from social media. That definitely helps. It's it's sad that this day and age that there are still so many people that have horrible body images when there's so much body positivity out there, but it doesn't seem like it's enough, you know? It's like, or still...
Or it doesn't seem like it's genuine. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Like there's
toxic body positivity.
Yes. Yes.
There's an article that dropped just this week, y'all, in the New York Times. And it's talking, and I just, this was my most recent post today for the Image Monster. So, you know, follow us at the Image Monster at the Image Monster.
Oh, yes, ma'am. Oh, we're going to plug it off.
Don't spend too much time on social media though.
I know, right? It's like, I had to be on there.
Catch 22.
But this article dropped this week, y'all, and it is why it's explosive. It's about body positivity influencers who have recently lost weight and the backlash that they're receiving from their followers who feel a sense of betrayal, right?
So they're damned if they do and damned if they don't.
Yep.
Exactly. Like what the hell?
Well, Oprah just announced today actually that she's going to be stepping down from the board of Weight Watchers because she's like, I personally do. She didn't name the drug that she does, but she's like, there's weight loss drugs out there. She's like, and that's what I've been doing, and I don't want to like cheat people. But now people are coming back, and they're like, well, that means Weight Watchers don't work because they're trying to say that Oprah's like stepping down and trying something else when she was supposed to be doing that did not work with her body. And then someone came back and they say maybe it just didn't work with her body because everybody is different. And well, her, maybe she kept gaining and all that. And this seems to be.
I actually don't agree. I think that like, so you're supposed to eat and exercise on those weight loss drugs, mm-hmm. and you're supposed to be reteaching yourself how to eat. And that's what Weight Watcher does. So I think it was a poor decision to step down. I think the smarter marketing decision is to be like, this can also be a companion.
Well, she
to
can't there's more to that. The SEC, like she can't.
Oh, she can't.
Yeah. So technically, if you're doing a different type of weight loss drug at the same time that you're doing anything like Weight Watchers, any of those diet programs, you cannot be promoting it, and you can't be on like I guess board representatives or something for it.
Okay. So there's more to that because I was part of the rebranding of Weight Watchers at an agency that I probably shouldn't name.
Then don't.
So we got a lot of flack. I'm not going to because I might need to go back there.
You know,
Don't burn bridges.
I can't because I already done burned too many anyway. So we rebranded from the original Weight Watchers to WW.
I remember. Like
Kate Hudson was the spokesperson, blah, blah, blah. So we were trying to rebrand the organization as being a wellness brand, not necessarily a weight management brand. Got a lot of flack from that because people do need Weight Watchers in that system. So it goes back to what Darrell was saying about everyone's body being completely different. So when we rebranded, we didn't really focus on weight loss. We focused on
healthy
mental,
eating.
Even mental health, like so broad, like what does wellness mean? Mm-hmm. And that's not really what people went to Weight Watchers for, which we ended up learning. They went to Weight Watchers for losing weight. Period.
Yeah. You're right.
So anyway, long story short, it's the Weight Watchers brand has been in like a lot of, it's been tumultuous for
I think that's for like everybody, especially now when you have other things out there like Ozempic, like Wegovy, like all the other like weight loss situations that a lot of people are and a lot of people are taking and they're being honest about it, especially I feel like it's happening with a lot of reality stars, which what you were talking about, Takara, people who see themselves on TV every day. They're like, that's why you have first season Housewives and second season Housewives, and there's a difference. Mm-hmm. Wendy Osefo,
Heather Gay just got shit.
Heather Gay
being on Osefo,
exactly. Wendy,
it's
Wendy
not just
Osefo.
Reality shows; no, it's actual, it's narrative shows too. Like I'm sure we all call out shows where, like season one, the character, you know, the actors who were playing the characters were like, you know, a good size 10, 12, you know, and then the next season, all of a sudden they looking like a 6, a 4.
Honestly, Mariska
Hargitay, watch her.
What Brayden, by the way, she shot in Rock Bar yesterday. They shot their scene in Rock Bar, but we'll talk about that later. But kind of what Brayden was saying on the opposite of that, you see that a lot with people who may be skinny. Like I see a lot of guys who are skinny in season one. We talked about it when we were watching Equalizer in the first season. The character of Harry was just like, you know, he had on sweaters and stuff. By second season, he was wearing muscle shirts and tattoos. And I'm like, that is a complete character change because people, I remember Lee Schreiber talked about this in Scream 3. He asked, could he take off his jacket and have on a white tight t-shirt because he'd been working out. He's like, I want to show off what I'd been doing. And looking at it now, I'm like, ain't that big, but compared to how you are now. But at that time period, right. And at that time period, he was like muscled up, and mm-hmm. even though like he's more muscled,
he was 90s muscled,
right? 90s muscled.
Sometimes that sacrifices the character, I find, though. It's not that you feel like you want the person to make the decision that felt like it was right for them, of course. Right. But when it's a show like that, you know, when it's a character that you've come to love and there's reasons you've come to love them, when they take one of those reasons away and it changes the character, you know, from then on, then you're just like, now there's something missing from this character where maybe I felt like I related to them and now I don't relate to them. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But it's a complex issue, because even with this, the article that came out in the Times, you know, with the influencers, like I empathize with their, one of the women, there was a quote in the article that just really kind of tugged at my heart. And she was like, you know, I'll be honest. Yes, I am on weight loss drugs. You know, she also didn't name which one. People had speculated whether it was Ozempic or Mounjaro or whatever. She's like, yes, I am on the GLP-1 weight loss drugs. She was like, and I know that this will come as a shock and be painful to followers, but also it's just really hard being in this body that I've been in all my life. And I just wanted to feel what it would be like to not be in this body. And we are lying to ourselves if we tell ourselves there are not perks and advantages to not being in a larger body, because society shows me every day with this new body that there are perks and there are differences.
Yeah.
Rewards and there are detriments.
People look at you differently. There is one of those little ads that you get, and this guy was gonna go meet his wife, and it was just being like a little example, and he saw this girl who he used to make fun of in high school, but he didn't even recognize her because she looked so, like, she was skinny. She looked what he wanted. He's like, oh my god, you're so beautiful, what's your name? And she's like, you don't remember me? Like, you used to call me Fat Sally. Like, what are you doing? And like, that happens a lot of times when people change their image and how they look, people treat them differently. You do get treated differently. Listen, I know going to certain gay bars, like, if I'm not a particular type, muscled up, you know, what I'm going to be ignored. I get that. That happens a lot of times, but they can get fucked because I look great.
So, Takara, before we let you go, are there any tips for our listeners that you could give them that they could do on literally a daily basis to kind of check themselves when it comes to social? Obviously, they can check out your social for those tips, but what's some advice that you could give our listeners?
For sure. Social media breaks are very, very key, because we are now in such a visual society and a social media saturated time. So, like, honor that little voice that says, you know what, it might be time to take a step back from TikTok and Instagram and, you know, Facebook, for any of you who are still on that. God,
what's that?
Right. It's so crazy.
I mean, I'm still on it too, but just because family is their child.
Same.
another tool that I find really helps me is meditation. Mm-hmm. I know that it's thrown around a lot lately now. It's kind of the trendy thing to say, but like, no, truly, it doesn't have to be anything fancy. Ain't nobody asking you to download the Calm app.
I love the Calm app.
I love the Calm app too. Okay. So don't get it twisted. I love the Calm. But even if it's just getting somewhere quiet by yourself, listening to absolutely nothing, listening to nature, because then your voice will come up, quieting the thoughts. Fighting thoughts that lie to you, so that your actual voice, which is your spirit, comes up. And, you know, I know this kind of gets into, you know, more of the spiritual, but like, you know, that's where your real voice is. And that voice will not lie to you if you get still enough and quiet enough to listen to it. Because that voice is the voice that is responsible for having made you just like you are.
Wow.
Amen. That's corner four right there.
Corner five.
Well, I got a lot of voices. I got a lot of voices in my head, so I got to separate which one I need to listen to.
Yeah, you
got to
separate the voices now.
That's a whole nother podcast and a whole nother conversation, but I got to figure that out.
Takara, will you come back?
Yeah, Takara, you have to come back.
I would love to come back. This is
lead us through a meditation.
Yeah, and I'm not going to do like Whoopi do and be like, come back and sit with us at the table, and they never come back. I mean it.
I really want to come back. This was mad fun. I just, like, I'll talk about whatever with y'all. It ain't even got to be about the Image Monster.
Hot topic.
Oh yeah, no, we're gonna do some hot topics with you. There is gonna be an all female podcast coming up, and
for Women's History Month?
we would officially like to have you be on that podcast.
I officially and graciously accept.
Yes, we will do that. It'll be me. I'll email you today. I was gonna say we'll have someone do it. It'll be me. I love you. I love you.
You sound like me with the Image Monster. I'll be like, we'll be in touch. It'll be me.
It'll be me. It'll be me. Just changing my name.
No, that's a business. That's a true business owner right there.
That's it. Yes. Takar, thank you so much for coming and joining us. Please let us know where we can find you on social media and your business, the Image Monster, on social media. Absolutely. We said, we need to not be on social media, but we need to.
Well, you got to check it out. You got to check it out for too long.
Yeah.
Necessary evil, right?
Right.
So, yes, you can find me on social media at Takara Cash, spelled T-O-C-C-A-R-R-A, cash like money. and you can find the Image Monster on Instagram at The Image Monster.
Lovely. Yay.
I love you very much. And this interview was anything but trash.
I feel it better about myself.
Yay! Oh, that's always my aim. Yes, that you would think that doing this so much, when I hear positive feedback, that it's like, oh, she's probably used to hearing this. No, it makes my heart jump every time because I'm like, that is exactly what I want to be happening. I'm just, eventually I want this to be a big deal. I want it not just to be for college age kids. I want to do conferences for grownups, you know?
Older people, yeah, they
think. For if older, you would like to test us, we could go on an Image Monster retreat. Mm. With the to test.
Oh, yeah, a retreat is part of my
grown up market.
And we can honestly take some of those older family members who like to say certain things and help them through their struggles because they need some help too.
It sounds like they don't.
Yes, they do. Yes, they do.
Some of them do.
I'm good on that.
They do a number spitting out the stuff that they've internalized over the years. That's why they say that.
Yeah. Because they don't know nobody. And listen, and the reason I know that is because sometimes you can see a little bit of growth in certain things. Like I had a cousin recently that I met that was trans, and I thought I was like, my mama gonna definitely not get this right, and my mother got it right. All I had to do was tell her once, and she got it 100% right. So sometimes people can learn. An old dog can learn new tricks. Brayden, how's your dog? You want to show everybody your dog before we line off?
Well, this is a podcast. I don't think people can see.
Yes, they can, because this video is recorded. It'll be on our YouTube channel.
Oh, I'm glad I wore something nice then, because I was just going to put on some sweats. And I was like, let me look good for them.
Yes.
This one on? Because I am wearing sweats.
They're only seeing here.
I mean, it doesn't look like it. Hi, Pumpkin. Oh, my God. This dog, I'm obsessed.
He is just we don't know. We got to ask him.
Yes, they are adorable.
We love you, Takara. We can't wait to see you on Women's Month. And thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me. I love y'all.
And love you too.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
This ain't Texas. Hold them, hey. So lay your cards down, 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 down. So park your Lexus.
Woo! Throw your keys up. Come on, Texas Hold'em. That's Texas Hold'em by Beyonce. Thanks, Beyonce.
Giselle Knowles.
That's my girl.
But anyway, Takara was the shit with the tits.
Of course she was. She's my best.
No, like, she was super cool, like, easy to talk to.
I
like
Brayden how she feels better about himself.
Well, I was going to say, I like how she... I've never met her in person, but I can just get the vibe that she is like a spiritual person when she started talking about that. And that's how I roll too. So I love that she subtly brought it up.
Mm-hmm.
That says a lot about a person's character. Anywho, I can't wait to meet her.
And what she had mentioned about, like, I wanted to be what we wish we would have had growing up.
Oh, yeah.
That resonated specifically for me because, like, growing up, I was always like, oh, I'm so fat. I'm like so big. Like all my friends are so teeny tiny. Like da 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 da. But what I didn't realize is it was just like, well, that's just your body. And you're just body, thick. Yeah. You're just a husky.
But
husky. When we were talking about words that like, you know, are stigmatized or whatever. But for me, the word husky was always the like bad word.
You know, one thing, Adam. Well, two things. One thing is I always hated and I remember you told a story when they used to call you Fatim 06. I actually,
well, that was like my screen name.
But. No, but I don't. I didn't like that because I knew what it derived from, and sure. I think that it was just kind of like we let people get away with a lot of things. But also, when speaking of something you wish you had, we are that for people because I wish I had an LGBTQ podcast, or I wish I was more. Listen, I've always been very sure of myself, but I definitely were in spaces at some point where I had to like code switch and change it up. Mm-hmm. And I just, I hope that we do have people out there that's listening that are like, oh my God, like it might be better. It ain't great, but it might be better once I get older. And
right. Important legal note, 06 was actually the year that Adam was born.
Right. No.
Yeah, thank you so much, Sonny.
When I graduated high school.
Adam is.
I was literally doing the math in my head right now.
I was just kidding.
I don't even know if I could do 24 minus 6. I don't even know what that is. Mm. But anyway, especially in these times with all of the crazy stuff that's happening in the world, all the hate, mm-hmm. representation, speaking up, reaching out, having something you can lean on is more important now than ever, which is sad and good, but mostly sad, but good.
I like that Nick Offerman.
I was about to be like, big ups to Nick Offerman.
Uh-huh. Ron, you know, from Parks and Rec.
Hi, Ron.
Yeah, he... spoke up and, you know, people were, you know, giving him hate for his role in This Is Us.
Which I don't even understand.
The Last of Us.
Not bitch. This Is Us.
Which, that is my favorite episode.
Me too.
Oh my God.
Same. To be fair, I've only seen two episodes.
Mm-hmm. Well, you need to note, he was also getting flack from the actual gay community because they felt like someone who was actually gay should have played the role.
Sure.
Which is
I can't speak on that.
I can't really either because those things get very sticky because I think that sexuality and gender are two different things. So I think that when you have a trans person, that a trans character, it should be played by a trans person.
Absolutely.
But then when it's come to sexuality, I think that that's part of acting and a little bit different.
I fucking don't know.
But I don't know.
No, but I like
I don't
that.
Know.
I like that.
It's tough.
Representation.
Like, well, yeah, like that ideology.
Yeah, it's tough because
can I ask a clarifying question about Pedro? What is, do we know his sexuality?
No,
we sure don't.
We do not, but okay. We do know that he is a very big supporter of the LGBTQ.
Of course.
And his sister Lux.
Yes. Is trans, right?
Yes. She's trans. And I think that, never mind.
No, go ahead.
Bitch.
I think that he should date me.
Okay. I was wondering what this was about.
I was like, day who? Oh, well, he said he was gonna make out with Kieran Culkin.
Yeah, them two and their little thing. I'd be there right front of.
Well, who was it? Well, the bear, the winners of the bear kiss.
Jeremy Allen.
No.
Jeremy Allen and
not Jeremy Allen, but the supporting actor.
I know who you're talking
about. I thought you were talking about a gay bear. I was like, who won? Gay bear was nominated.
Gay bear was nominated. You, Adam. Congratulations.
No thanks.
Well,
but anyway. That wasn't at the SAG Awards, but speaking of the SAG Awards. Mm-hmm.
Girl, I didn't watch.
Did you watch?
No.
It was the first time that they've ever been like live streamed. Because
usually they
on
just
streamer.
Rerun it the next day.
Well, yes. But I was confused. Wasn't it on a Saturday? Most award shows are on a Sunday. So that was odd, but whatever.
The Grammys were like... No, on a Sunday. What was it that was like, oh, the Emmys or the Golden Globes, one of them was like on a Tuesday afternoon.
That's
or Tuesday
weird.
Something.
Oh,
yeah,
I think that was the nomination announcements. I don't know. Whatever.
I don't know.
Anyway, I thought it was great. I thought everyone looked great. I thought Tan France did an awesome job on the red carpet for Netflix. Mm-hmm. I don't care about anybody, but I thought he did exceptionally well interviewing the winners. After their acceptance speeches. And I feel
opposite.
Like all of Hollywood really likes him as a person.
I was hearing a slight bit opposite that he had some like cringy moments. He had some cringy moments, but I did see his interview and I thought it was good. I thought it was way better than them getting TikTokers and people who don't really, you know, in the past it was Vines. I will never forget the Vine incident of 2016-17 at the Daytime Emmys, and that was horrible. Like, these people were like, who are you, when they were interviewing. But that actually did happen. I don't know if you guys saw, America Ferrera was at an awards show and this TikToker stopped her and they said, hey, if you had, would you rather have a thought daughter or like a something son?
Oh,
and she
no.
was just like, she said I don't know, I guess both. I don't know, that's so weird. And it was just like, I'm here to talk about my art, right, and you're stopping me
to talk about stupid
nonsense, and now I look like a bitch.
I've...
because and And America has passed Adam up before. Adam, how do you feel?
She has. She was on her way. That's what I'm noticing, though, with one of the pods that I listen to. They usually go to red carpet. They just did the GayVN Awards in Vegas, and that's one of their style, like one of their techniques. It's just you. They just ask like the most random like questions like that, and I think it's just mainly like a shock factor. And just to see, you know,
see, what, that reminds what we, me of the one guy like who would kiss celebrities and like they'd walk up to him and he'd kiss him and then everybody done slapped him. That's when Will Smith slapping first started because of that guy. He like
that's weird.
He like leaned in, kissed Will Smith, and grabbed his junk and he slung.
So I would,
I
for
would
me,
sue him for sexual assault.
I would be in jail.
I would just, you know, something crazy to be like, say, do you like fisting?
Sorry. Fisting.
Yeah, that's what
I'm
I would
not
ask
into
someone.
It, but I respect anyone who is.
Boom. There you go. Come on, spin.
Stir the fabulous spin.
Right.
Stir.
Yeah. You know, if I got the opportunity to ask any like celebrity crush or something, be like, do you like the fist?
I think that there's a fun way to do a
carpet.
I think that there,
ew,
listen,
keep that carpet clean.
Well, I will tell. Okay, so that's really good. Okay, yeah, that's funny. So what I would say is I would ask some. Marlena.
No, not Marlena.
I would ask.
We have Marlena soundbite. Sorry.
What I would say is I would ask serious questions and then say at the very end,
sure,
I have a fun question I want to ask. And then make sure it's like respectful enough. Like, don't be like, you want a fist, but be like, hey.
Not if you want to. Like,
do you like to?
Let's just leave the fisting out and just say, hey, when you go out dancing, what do you like to
what
do?
What drug do you like to do?
Okay,
what is
your
favorite designer drug?
There we go.
Sure. Like, sure. Fine. I'll take that. Because I think that you can take that and spin it. But I just, it's just a very weird choice. The one guy who stops people when they're walking, he say, hey, I want you to hear me sing. And then he starts singing. I know he's trying to get a recording contract. I get it, sis.
He probably will.
And he probably will.
Mm-hmm.
That's upsetting.
So, have you seen what's going on with Diddy?
Yeah, but Darrell sent me some pictures the other day, and I was like, I don't really know what I'm looking at here.
So Darrell sent Jenny some pictures is always so dangerous to start with.
Yeah.
We should leave that out
because you saying that make it sound like I'm next Diddy, and I don't want to be that.
No, Darrell is the Temu of text messages. If you open something from Temu, he's going to collect all your data.
God damn, not the Temu.
Yes.
I'm over here nodding my head like, y'all, like proud of the bullshit. No, so there's a lot to be discovered. So I wanted to talk about this week because I know last week we talked about what we were going to talk about Ariane Zucker and what was going on at Days, because there's a bunch of sexual assault, harassment kind of stories going on right now. I would like for us to, there's going to be some more developing on that because there's more developing with Diddy. What I can say right now from
a good documentary, Developing with Diddy.
Thank you. Oh, we should do that.
Copyrighted by the podcast.
Right. And starting, but right now, I do know as a legal note that Diddy's camp has said that everything is false. He denies any allegations.
Oh, we should clarify because I didn't say what was happening with him.
Right.
He's has a third or fourth sexual harassment suit. This time, I believe it was brought by a male former employee. Mm-hmm. And then
who released videos and photos.
Ooh, can I see?
Yeah. But the male employee also named Usher, Meek Mill.
is this real? Are you getting us sued?
No. I'm Usher, Meek Mill, Stevie J. Would I bring up Stevie J if it wasn't? Like, who brings up Stevie J on anything?
Honestly, you're right.
I don't know who that is. Like,
also,
like,
not right. Surprised.
Right. So all of those were brought up. So far, Stevie J and Meek Mill. Stevie J's definitely denied it. Meek Mill, there's a series of tweets, but he doesn't exactly deny it, but he does.
Darrell, you know all the tea.
Well, Meek Mill says, I murder pussy. Like, pussy is my favorite thing, and I eat it for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And somebody said, so did you do it or not?
That's not a denial.
And so there's apparently there was a video sent of, Cuba Gooding Jr. is also named. Sorry, that was the other person.
I believe
because Cuba apparently had some male bent over and inserting.
So?
On the red carpet?
And it's not so. And then I want to say Aubrey,
the red carpet.
Aubrey O'Day did speak out, and she did say, like, listen, y'all are concentrating on the wrong thing. Sexuality is very, like, on a spectrum and confusing, but concentrate on the fact that a lot of this was unwarranted and not wanted.
Was not consensual.
Yeah. She's like, so, so basically a lot of people seem like in Diddy's camp are saying, like, yeah, Diddy has been known to sleep with men, but, like, a lot of times here lately is coming up that it's not. So we're going to continue getting information on it because we want to make sure we give you guys the right and the most up to date. There's still some developing. There's actually a statement, I think, that's going to be made next week by Diddy's team with some more details on this. So we will come back on the next podcast.
Didn't Columbus Short, though, also, just before we move on, Columbus Short is coming out, seeming to confirm this and saying that he himself was groomed.
Yes, that's important. I'm glad Io brought that up. That is the word that's being thrown around, that they have been groomed.
Who has been groomed?
All of these people. And also there's a video that just dropped earlier of Justin Bieber in the club. Usher was there too, because Usher, baby. And he was about to give someone a little. But I want y'all to know that Orlando Brown tried to tell y'all.
Oh. I saw another recent video.
No, I saw it too. God damn it.
Where they were like, Timu, when was the last time?
So
Timu Durrell texted it to me.
I'm said, so happy to not be on that side of Twitter.
Somebody wrote this on Twitter. They said, did it, that blank did it, got Tupac killed, got Biggie killed, raped Cassie, smacked Drake, fought J. Cole, hung Wally upside down off a balcony, fucked Meek Mill, Usher, and countless others, and ain't no telling what else. He just an overly rambunctious nigga leaving a trail of chaos through hip-hop.
Oh,
wow.
My God.
That is obviously...
Durrell did not say that. That was a tweet.
That was a tweet, and just so we don't get sued, again, Diddy has and his camp has denied all wrongdoing and any kind of sexual harassment or assault.
Rumors and nastiness about her.
What was that?
Adam, you're going to hell.
Yeah.
What was that?
Rumors and nastiness about her.
Meredith Marks.
The rumors and nastiness about her.
Talk about Andrew K. One other quick thing. So Andrew Tate, I know y'all know who he is. He's the worst.
Nope.
He
I said, don't.
Well, he's the worst human being. He's been sex trafficking women.
I'm just saying I don't know
right.
who it is.
So that person said, so P. Diddy was having sex with Meek Mill and Usher. Meek Mill responded and said, was you sex trafficking women? The fuck wrong with you, Brody? And Andrew responded, I only asked the question because everyone is saying it happened. Is it true or not? And then somebody reposted that and said, why both of these niggas avoiding the question?
Right. Answer the question.
Neither one of y'all are answering. So they're both probably...
Andrew Tate's the worst.
Who's Andrew Tate?
Exactly.
Yeah.
He's like a... I'm pretty sure that he was just like
he's a
bro-y
content creator. Influencer.
Yeah.
Who cares?
All he talks about is
toxic masculinity.
Wasn't he just arrested though?
He was in Russia because him and his brother, they was locked up in camp.
Oh, Greta Gerberg.
Greta Gunberg.
Greta, what's her last name?
Gerwig. No, Greta Gunberg. No.
She got him arrested because he was tweeting at her, and she tweeted back, they got in a Twitter fight, and then he posted a video trying to call her out with the pizza place that's down the street from his house box in the video, and they're like, oh, this nigga's home. Yeah. Let's go arrest him.
And they got him real good. Just to like say exactly what Aubrey said, because I don't want her to come at me either. She said, sexuality is not as neat and tidy as y'all want it to be. Focus on the crimes. So listen, people are coming out and people are saying what they do, but I hope that all the victims and everybody get what they need. And we will talk more about that on the next podcast.
Once more information comes out.
Comes
available.
Yeah. I also hope that the people that are being affected by the Texas wildfires get what they need. Like, I know I joke a lot about Texas and how I hate it and it's all going to hell and to see the fuck out of here.
It happened with Durrell the day. I was like, oh, yo, did you see what happened? Fuck them. I was like, I know. No, it's actually kind of scary.
It was the cows running. And I said, ooh, somebody going to have some steak tonight. And Adam said, Durrell. I said, oh, what are we talking about? I'm sorry, I wasn't listening.
Anyway,
sounds about right.
Thoughts and prayers and liberal vibes to the state of Texas.
Yeah.
And
I saw that it was supposed to snow at some, it's supposed to like
I'm not surprised.
Briefly snow for a bit.
Well, you know, the last day that I was in Texas, it was 95 degrees.
So it is hell.
No, physically, literally, and physically. The images that are coming out are very sad and heartbreaking, and like all the videos of the animals having to flee. Yeah, I contact my parents and my family because they're about 2 hours north.
Yeah,
the fires are. And they're like, we're fine. The wind is just really bad.
Is it ashy?
It's like very smoky. Ugh. You know, kind of how
that's bad to breathe here. In.
Bye, Ashy.
I know. Bye. Porsche's coming back, isn't she?
She sure is.
Bye, Marlo.
Bye, Marlo.
Bye, Candy.
Marlo wasn't doing nothing.
Marlo tried it, and she's gone. I think Sheree's back, but she's a friend of, I think, this season. And
that's good.
Because
she ain't got nothing
else
going
on. She doesn't do anything.
She needs to focus on her business.
She needs to focus on traders and to realize that she's playing a game. But we'll talk about that another time, because I do want to talk about Housewives, because there's so much going on in that world. Erica Jane and stuff. But we can talk about that next podcast, along with the stuff about Diddy. Our top and bottom. Adam has already said our top. We want to send out so much love to the people in Texas. Our bottom, which is, we're so happy you're in the bottom. Mitch McConnell.
Bye.
He can't leave soon enough.
Bye. Bitch, it's about 40 years too late.
Bye.
Yeah.
Bye.
Yep.
Goodbye.
I'm so glad that he's gone, because he's part of the reason that we're in this fucking situation.
But you know what? Your little friend on The View today said...
Friend?
The conservative one.
She ain't my friend.
She said she's concerned because.
Fuck Alyssa.
What?
Coco Montrees. That was Coco Montrees. Man, fuck Alyssa.
Anyway, your friend Angela, what her name?
Alyssa.
Alyssa. On The View said today, it's better to have the devil you know. Like, there's certainly...
No, fuck Alyssa.
They're going to put some MAGA crazy in that spot.
Well, I will agree with I on that, because he definitely said going out, it's time for somebody younger and the new blood. And the new blood,
it's
MAGA crazy. So we'll see what happens.
I don't know. I got to have faith in the state of Kentucky. Sorry.
The only thing I like in Kentucky is Kentucky Fried Chicken.
I hate
KFC. Maybe that will be his replacement.
The Colonel. The Colonel, he'll have the same views as him.
Probably.
Reba's the new Colonel.
She is the new Colonel. I love that.
Yeah.
Was she the last one?
I think so.
Yes. Because
they have stopped doing that. But those were fucking creepy and amazing.
Yeah. Mm. And it made me want to go get a piece of chicken. Listen.
Let's go get a piece of chicken.
We do have food. Guys, thank you so much for joining us. Ashley, thank you so much for joining us remote. You guys can follow her and Ashley Erin M on all social media platforms. Make sure you follow me. I am Darrell Anthony on Instagram and Darrell Anthony on Twitter.
I'm Adam Andrew Rios. You can follow me at the Adam Rios with a zero on Instagram. And Box Wine Poppy with a zero on X and TikTok.
And they're safe now, aren't they?
Yeah, they're getting better.
Safe-ish.
They wrapped up.
No, Adam got
an protection.
Alt. Adam got an alt that's nasty.
Uh-oh, goodbye. I don't want
Once again, I am thankful to not be on that side of Twitter. And you can find me on the other side of Twitter at The Fabulous Spinster. And it's also my Instagram.
And you can follow me on Instagram at Mr. Braden Bradley and check out my website, BradenBradley.com. But don't spend too much time, because there's way more important things in life than social media.
Oh, say that.
Come on, thank you guys. And we'll see you next time.
Bye.
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 Bye.